This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hold up. Wait before I get to the fire, when the fire is for the purification. I never talk about keeps on about too much fire, sizzle about too much fire. Yeah, cool. Yo, check it out. Fire never burn them, no, it didn't watch out. Seems like them really got stoop down low if them they clean and pure.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
You got a lot and loaded to the Wednesday, November 5th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Love and Mary Jane in your company. Right up until 6 p.m. But Mr. Producer, I need you to do me a little favor, man. You know, I got to put on my Joker's hat, you know? My comedian's hat right now. We got to start the show over. You pretend that y'all didn't even hear that first 2 minutes. And we can bring it right back from the top. All right? You good with that, Mr. Producer? Because, I mean, I love me some Capleton, right? And I know that's probably your Capleton favorite right there, but you bust off. But I got one Capleton lineup in particular that I want to set it off with today. So, listening audience, pretend you didn't hear this first 30 seconds. We're coming at you live right now on what? Talking Heads.
Fire keep burning, can't cool. Yo, and the more them type you kill women, and the more we live longer. More them type you win women, and the more we get stronger. More them type you fool women, and the more we get wiser. Can't cool the fire red trigger on the street. And the more them type you stop women, and the more we reach further. More them type you kill women, and the more we live longer. More them type you weak women, and the more we get stronger. Can't cool the fire red trigger on the street.
Can't never ever cool talking heads. The talk show that other talk shows listen to. Your boy Naughty and Mary Jane in your company.
You're
right up until 6 p.m.
Fun today.
Super producer on the ones and twos. We ready to roll. Purdy will join us at 5 to talk sports. And we got lots to talk about today. Lots and lots and lots to talk about. Before I get to that, though, gotta, you know, keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And it's all about energy, nutrition. All right? Energy, nutrition, ready to go. NRG. And I can't stop bigging up energy, man. New lease on life with energy, man.
Yeah, we started earlier in the year.
The smoothies off the chain. There you go. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I like the wide selection from breakfast, lunch, and into dinner that you could get at energy. And like, caused me to enjoy things that I never thought I would enjoy, like spinach.
Because you thought it like good food necessarily was not going to taste good. But
correct. Healthy food wasn't going to taste, but it tastes right. Real good.
Right.
And, you know, I must say, when I hop on the scales now, I look back and I say, heck, I got that sophomore college body, baby.
I mean, the belly gone.
Gone.
The dad bod.
Yeah, the dad bod. Listen, man, you know, to the point now.
Nothing wrong with a dad bod because I was cute too.
But now I won't flex off and send pics, you know, to the old college buddies. Just how I happen to stand this one. And it's me just, yeah, and a wife beater cutting the hedges in the yard. Notice the definition, you slobberonies.
So wrong.
You know, but I mean, when you encouraged me to do it, I at first thought, I was like, listen.
Yeah, you can't eat this
man,
healthy food.
The smoothies, off the chain.
They are good.
The salads, off the chain. And you can get creative with the salads, too. Then you got a wide selection for lunch, a wide selection for dinner. Obviously, you have breakfast and lunch at two locations. You have the Cable Beach location, all right? And then obviously you have the Palmdale location. And then obviously the Old Fort location is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast off the chain with that
tuna and grits that you love.
And the tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
And they got some other stuff going on down there too.
Yeah, they got pancakes, they got waffles.
The fruit bowls too.
Fruit bowls,
off
so
the chain.
Good.
So big up to Energy on all levels, all locations, man. And I am a living endorsement of what a healthy lifestyle could be. So, yeah, if you wonder why I'm so fit, slim, and trim and in shape, and my wife's smiling, it's her idea to send me the Energy.
You've been eating much better, I have to say. So.
Now, for more information, you can give them a call, 603-5261, or you can simply log on to www.nrgbahamas.com. No, Energy stands for Nutrition Ready to Go. Big up to all the Energy crew in all locations, man.
Yes.
And you all will see me in MJ tomorrow because after this, I can
Well, let me just say this because I buy the smoothies, of course. It's not easy to go there every day for like smoothies. So what I do is I buy like maybe 3 or 4 at a time. And then I freeze.
You got one stash in the freezer?
Yes, I have one more left in the freezer. Then I freeze the other ones because they...
One more for you or one more for me?
That's for me. We could share it. So they thaw very well. And then you could have your, you know, I put it in the fridge. And by the next morning, it's thawed perfectly, and yeah, good to go.
Well, you got, I listen, all love is real, and you show me how much you love me in so many ways, but this is one for sure that I actually feel better about doing it.
It's a journey.
Yeah. You know? And then it's much better now going, come on, taste this. It's not bad. Like I'm a little kid, baby bites, come on.
All right.
Open up, here comes the airplane, eat your spinach. Now, man, like spinach and greens that I never used to think about dabbling and in, mash them right up.
And, you know, we still enjoy all sorts of other food because we have so many restaurants that we love.
Correct.
But for that healthy eating that we've been trying to do, you know, much more consciously and regularly for 2025, Energy has definitely been the go-to spot. So big shout out to them.
Big up to Energy for sure. All right, we got lots to talk about today. It's Wednesday, open line Wednesday. If you want to chime in and be a talking head and be part of the convo, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text 9 is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. 5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Big part of the conversation, obviously, are your headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Matter since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. All 2 locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Don't forget, it's November. They always had that big Black Friday sale and sidewalk sale, so listen out. That's coming up. For more information, simply log on to finethreads.com. And don't forget, both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right, big headline. In The Guardian today, million-dollar declarations. Brown's declaration places him as richest candidate in by-election. Listen.
So what was his, what did he declare? I mean, it's public.
Brian Brown, F&M Golden Eyes candidate, has declared a net worth of $2.3 million.
Okay.
The highest declaration of the 4 candidates.
Uh-huh.
Brown, 55, declared $23,400 in savings, $600 in current accounts, and $1.7 million in securities. He also listed real estate holdings valued at $780,000, life insurance with a value of $11,000, automobiles worth $25,000, and other personal properties valued at $50,000. Brown, whose occupation was listed as self-employed, declared $235,000 in liabilities and an annual income of $139,000, which included a $45,000 salary, $84,400 in real estate income, and $9,600 in other income. Now, the Progressive Liberal Party PLP candidate, Darren Pickstock, an attorney and former senator. Let me get to A2 so I can continue and you break down everybody's declaration. Listed 2 different home addresses on separate forms. On one, he noted his address as number 21 Siena Drive, Highland Terrace, while on the other, he listed his place of residence as Paradise Island. Pickstock's network, which he noted was a combined figure including his wife's asset, hold on. You done going wrong. The golden rule is, if we declaring my assets, then it's my assets.
No, but I think you can include your, because that's looked at as well. So there's nothing, I don't think, improper with
him. But what happened to that old saying, you know, what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine?
You're like, why are you including that stuff? Because that's our stuff. No, but I think it's appropriate. As a matter of fact, more should do that.
That's true.
We need to see the spouse as well. I mean, come on.
All right, but the combined figure of him and his wife was 1,290, was 1.209, all right, 1,295,000. Or 1.295 million.
Right.
With 100,000 in saving accounts, 50,000 in current accounts, and 200,000 in securities. He declared real estate holdings totaling 1.35 million and 425,000 in total liabilities. He declared an income of 430,000.
That's a combined income with his wife. Is there something off about, I mean, because I'm failing to see what the story is here. Like, is there something off about those declarations? I must admit, okay, if you have, I'm going to, and this is an assumption, and I know what they say about assumptions, that he has more than one property and maybe on one, even though if they're asking you for your home address, you should state your home address. But that's an error that should be corrected quickly. I don't see anything nefarious in that. Is there, I mean, like, what's the there of this story? I'm not
Well, hold on. Brian Rowe, the Coalition of Independence candidate, declared a net worth of $602,000,
okay,
citing $65,000. In savings accounts, automobiles valued at $25,000 and $500,000 in other personal property. Listing his occupation as a technician, he declared no liabilities and an annual income of $37,000.
Okay.
Karen Butler, an attorney who is running as an independent, $17,000. She listed no money in any savings, current or securities accounts, but noted real estate holdings of $450,000 as well as a life insurance with a cash value of $7,000 and other personal property valued at $20,000. Her liabilities totaled $160,000, and she declared an annual income of $54,500.
Okay, so you don't have those liabilities without a savings or a checking account.
But hold on.
So there's an error there as well.
We had a whole candidate run with no bank account at all in in Bimini.
Okay, so the not having a savings or a checking, that kind of raises flags, particularly since you're listing debt, because it's usually serviced through an account like a checking or a savings. So some errors there for sure, but y'all gotta hit me up and tell me what the story, like, what is the story? Are we
the
not
believing for their money?
It? Are we thinking it's too much, too little? Like, what's the story? Because I'm not sure what the drama is. I don't get it. Or is it just that they declared? So we're just saying that they declared, and I guess they're a bunch of millionaires or almost millionaires. What is it? What's the drama?
What's the problem? I mean, everybody's declared. I tip my hat to all four candidates. Because they declared readily, willingly, and availably. We still got some people who haven't declared who's sitting around in the parliament.
I mean, to me, the declarations seem reasonable for their professions, their
Correct.
Age, their, you know, stage in life. I don't see anything that, but I could be missing something. So if I'm missing something, please let us know what's unusual about these declarations, if anything is.
Good afternoon, MJ and Naughty. I tried energy in Palm, I guess it's Palm Key.
Palmdale?
Oh, in Palmdale. All right, there's a breakdown. But the little textable white, look here.
That's autocorrect, man. You know.
I had a protein smoothie, Blue Ocean. It was really good. Oh, I signed up for the loyalty program. My 11 smoothie would be free. I need to lose 15 pounds by December 10th, so I'll have a smoothie for as a meal replacement. Thanks for this plug.
That is Blue Ocean?
Yep.
That is fantastic. Absolutely delicious. So I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Try the Drew Barrymore as well, too.
You like
if you
one,
like
yeah.
berry and antioxidants, that's really good as well, too.
And I used to, you know what I used to get a lot, too? The Golden Sunrise. I got to say that right, because I used to say something else. I was not it at all. But it's Golden Sunrise. That is also very delicious. You can check that one out from Energy as well.
All right, good afternoon, MJ and Naughty. There is one easy solution for murder in Nassau. Depopulate the little island, develop other islands, and the population would spread thin to other islands. Trust me, it's worth a try. And if it works, you can pay me for the idea. But we got to get a cut for reading the idea on there, too.
Depopulate.
So you got to pay me and MJ for marketing?
We do need to encourage more growth in our other islands, for sure. It's all hands on deck kind of situation.
Yeah, for real. But we do need to,
like people got to be willing to go, you know?
Correct, Mundo.
Help build up our other islands.
Okay, well, thank you, Texter. I appreciate you chiming in. I now know that you are absolutely correct, MJ. It is official that spouses have to declare as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because...
So if I ever decide, you know, to be foolish enough to run, you have to let them know.
If you think about it, it makes sense, right? Because if you want to see, if you want to get a person's financial picture, right, and they're married, and you say, well, we'll only count things that are in your name. What's the next logical step if you want to evade showing what...
Put everything in your name!
Exactly. So we... Right. And you could do it with family, too, but let's be real. You're taking chances the further out you go. I know spouse and your mama, probably safe. Brothers and sisters, might be all right. But after that, it starts to get a little tricky. So usually
you got a crazy cousin or something like that, but you might have a problem.
So usually people would just give it to their parents. So,
all right,
yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines and get to this call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, good afternoon.
And good day, Madam...
Good afternoon.
How you doing? Naughty, okay. First thing.
What's up,
mate?
What's
the reggae song which says, I'm the politician for two Baba Grand to keep the road clean?
To what?
What'd you say?
I think it's one of Cable and all them song.
But repeat what you said.
Yeah, where you said when the politician come by, he just want two Baba Grand to keep the road clean. You know those?
I hear what you're saying. I got you, but I know you like to get in trouble in the talking class. Let's go. What you got for me today?
Yeah, you're talking, but I'm going to farm the island that I Texas in and depopulate the island, but I've been working on that for many years, and, you know, next week, Wednesday, Naughty, you could call me, but Joy won't call me for them candy. My cousin in London, by Bahamas, my time, so he finds one supply of them candy, but he ain't find no red and yellow.
The red and yellow ones.
What'd he find? What flavor he find?
Caramel or something. I ain't never even see that. But
boy, we got to find them red and yellow paradise plum candy, boy.
Yeah, he waits for Bahamas, my time in London. You know, but other than that, right, here it is. You need to call me because next week, Wednesday, Pittstown got to show up 9 o'clock. I know what they got to say. They don't know approval, and they think you all might don't want to discuss these things on the line, but we got a date, 9 o'clock, we're on the stage. Call me, I want to.
All right.
So you're pleased with me, brother?
All right.
Got a number now, right?
This number again, I have it, but double-check and have it, and then I can touch you Wednesday. I put it in my phone right now to follow up with you for Wednesday. So you don't call and tell me on the radio, I can call you.
I can probably have them out and tell you to come and listen. It only should take me but 10 minutes to run them because they ain't got no government approval. What they coming with?
Run them then.
Oh, goodness.
But call me. Give my number so you can call me to talk after the show, whatever.
I got you.
Or I can tell MJ because, you know, some of them, it's an Andrews boys, them and things just need the head of the host and the brain of the host to explain things to them because.
Oh, Lord. Stop causing
trouble. That must be
them
new school
All
for
right,
Andrews
you have
Wallace.
A nice,
All right,
nice
now.
Afternoon.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Obviously, no. Make sure I call him. Okay, please. Talking Heads.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to both of you. Fine, wonderful people.
How are you?
Well, I like the fact that I don't have to pay too much to actually be a member of Guardian University.
There you go.
But I guess one day you're going to charge me.
I ain't going to charge you.
You're going to charge me. Well, you know, at least one thing we have, Naughty, we have people who are declaring something.
That's what I said. I'm impressed with all four declared. I'm refreshed. It's refreshing to see it.
Yeah, that's a new one. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong. I mean, you could live without a savings or a checking account. You can still live, eh? I mean...
No, you can. I just think it's a little bit, like, not really practical. I'm trying to figure out, like, how that works, especially when you have debt that you're servicing. But, you know, you don't necessarily need one. I just find it to be a bit unusual. Whenever an adult says, I don't have a savings account, I don't have a checking account. But, you know, it is, of course, possible. You could. But then even to access that money, it usually goes... To savings or checking.
But I don't have to spend the money. I got some girls who could spend the money for me, on me.
Well,
me.
You sound like you don't want something.
But
I'm
trying to spend the money on you,
about.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
that sounds interesting.
Relax. I mean, because see, there's,
uh-huh.
I mean, under this Westminster system, you were given a birth certificate at birth, right? And based on this system, you have persons who are trading your name and you don't even know it. Now, when I say your name, I'm talking about your name that you call yourself every day. But according to what I read in the trust account by Attorney Regis, you know those pontiffs guys, you don't realize that everything that you are paying for today has been paid for. That's stupid or smart.
You repeat that last portion for me, Carly. You broke up. One piece of it broke up, and I didn't catch it. Go ahead.
I'm saying that everything that you are paying for today, like you pay your light bill, your water bill, and all those bills, that's been paid for already because you have a birth certificate that has been given to you from a system based on a trust system. If you go all the way back to Attorney Regis, you know, that's the Catholic move and whatnot.
Right.
Where you don't even own the name that you call yourself because that has been given to you. You know you have to apply for that, right? Now, there's some African people who I know smarter than us. They don't even go through that nonsense where I have to apply for a name.
But listen, I get the point you're trying to make.
You're talking about the bank accounts.
You know. That makes some of those things make sense elsewhere, but right here it's not applicable.
How do you pay your bills?
Let me just ask you this.
How do you pay your bills if you don't have a checking account or a savings account? How do you pay those bills? Cash?
You have someone paid for you.
No, but I'm asking, and then you just what? You just live
your life with someone taking care of all of your cash for you as a...
I don't think...
That's the way they're doing it in Rome. They are actually using us as proxies.
But my brother, I'm trying to say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But we're not in Rome, we're in the Bahamas.
Yeah, but we live in, a Catholic church is in Rome, in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Well, then Rome is in the Bahamas.
Thank you so much.
Don't be too naughty with me.
I believe you've been down the dog web today, man.
I believe you've been surfing the dog web.
He's on another vibe. Just vibing today. Just vibing.
All right, let's get to the break. We'll get to the first break, flip side of the break. MJ and I will be back. We'll get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. All right, and we'll pick up some more of the headlines. DPM defends pick stock. Nearly 800 taxi livery plates to be recalled.
Ooh, that's a lot.
All right, so we'll talk about that and more coming up on the flip side of the break. And whatever's got your goat on this Wednesday, whatever you want to talk about, we're here to listen and chop it up with you as well, all right? So the Wednesday open line edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Feeding the crew, fueling the cravings, there's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box, serving 6 juicy crispy fries to share and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box, only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. Family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
If you come from the island, you know nothing is more important than family. I am Brian Brown, and the people of Golden Isles are my family. I am proud to serve my neighbors and friends. I'm asking for your vote to be your next MP. I believe in showing up all the time, not just election time. So on November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we are going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
And I know they youth them see them say go on burn the fire, call and jig go on teach. And the heights ain't go reach. And I know they youth them see it. We can't free freedom, me say we must free to speak. And the heights ain't go reach. And I know they youth them see them say go on burn the fire, call and jig go on teach. And the heights ain't go reach. And I know they youth them see it. We can't free freedom. Yo, righteousness, listen up at them. Come reject. Be a corruption, yes, he said them are absurd. Pon them earwaves and them internet. And what them tell me vibes, then I totally mess. Be a fuck with them right, all in on them concept.
We're back at you on Talking Heads on the Wednesday, November 5th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Long, Mary Jane, in the company right up until 6 p.m. And all I can say is silly season is in full swing.
I just wanted to say, as far as the declarations go, I think we should, does the Bible say gird your loins? Because I think some of these declarations coming up are going to, shock and surprise.
Some juicy ones.
Yeah.
But listen.
Juicy ones on the way.
A couple of things have popped up. I'm gonna touch on this like briefly. If you want to expound on it, that's fine. Listen. During silly season, there is all kind of propaganda and paraphernalia. The parties, they yuck down each other's stuff all the time. I don't know where Fred Mitchell going, getting all his knickers in a knot, upset that, you know, Mr. Adrian White stepped on a discarded PFP poster. Last election, I saw a video of a different color T-shirt outside of Mitchell's headquarters, and he got accosted by Mitchell supporters.
I would say
I saw signs ripped down by Mitchell supporters. So the hypocrisy, and this just screams volume that his political shelf life has expired. Time for him to go into that Shady Oaks political retirement home, because you getting your knickers in and not beating up your gums for stuff that you implore and encourage PLP supporters to do. You should really know your role and shut your mouth.
I think...
Especially what's going on in Golden House, because didn't they make a complaint about that today?
I think that, you know, I get your point about hypocrisy. I mean, but it's a little by-election. Like, cool yourselves down. The election is coming. I don't want to see this happening on either side, and I hate the both sides, you know, argument. But yeah, I don't think Mr. White should have walked on that. You know, just step around it. But it really isn't as serious, I don't think, either, as it's being portrayed. So
no, I mean, you've
don't walk on the people poster. It's not a good look, but it's not a big deal. Like, again, we got so many other issues
and,
to deal with.
And no text, right? I disagree with you. I understand that the F&M and COI banners was torn down in Golden Isles at the roundabout. They started that foolishness because it, no.
Who tore what? Wait,
it wasn't because of Adrian White.
Read that again. It's not clear what you were saying.
I understand that the F&M and COI banners were torn down in Golden Isles at the roundabout. They're starting that foolishness and all this crap because of Adrian White. No, I disagree, because I seen many election cycles, and I seen without provocation, and we're talking about the PFP right now, yuck down banners, but I've also seen F&M do it. I've also seen other independent
like
parties
all
over
the
years have all done it.
Like guilty of
prior that. To all of this foolishness going on, one of the premier trolls of the PLP arsenal was trying to get a pod cake to defecate on an F&M sign.
I think, like, this is wasting time. I don't even want to talk about it. There's things. I don't care about your posters.
This
I
is
care.
Some sophomoric, rooty
I don't care about your posters. I care about your plans.
Put your big boy pants on and your big girl skirt on, and realize it's an election that people want to hear issues being dealt with and solutions to the issues that face Bahamians every day. While you're living your political ivory tower, we're down here suffering. So come with solutions to end the sufferation.
But
don't come in, I upset because he step on the put Anderson here.
Yeah, but also let's not waste time on that kind of thing. Like,
it's foolishness.
Just please. So, I think we talked about this yesterday. Another headline, TPM defends Pickstock. Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper yesterday defended Progressive Liberal Party candidate for the Golden Isles by-election, Darren Pickstock, following his recent comments that the constituency has been neglected. On nomination day, Pickstock pledged to bring progress to Golden Isles that residents have asked for but have not seen. Yeah, you know, and I like the DPM, but I'm not buying that whole he's a neophyte.
No.
He didn't know what he was saying.
Listen,
Mr.
Cooper is all right with me, but anything politically, like, see, if Mr. Cooper want to give me some insurance advice, some investment advice, I can listen wholeheartedly. He come talking to me about a hotel, an airport, or a by-election, no bueno.
Although, speaking of the DPM,
because of the political nature, he's done let me down with some of the things he said.
But
outside of that, he's smart dude.
What
I respect.
Like him to expound on is what is happening in Grand Bahama with Celebration Key. That's another focal point right now, because a lot of residents have been complaining. A lot of Grand Bahamians have been complaining that they are not seeing the tourists that come to Grand Bahama. Leave the little enclave that is Carnival's Celebration Key, and so benefit from having thousands of visitors come to Grand Bahama every week.
It goes back to a very interesting point and a statistic that you brought up on this show that has left me gobsmacked. How did we let 86% of our cruise tourism industry go to the cruise ship industry?
They're the ones that they're bringing in about
86%. And this is the end result. And have a look at this now.
It's going to get worse.
When those multicolored Skittle-looking ferries start taking passengers across the harbor from Bay Street right across to Paradise Island,
it's going
to
get worse.
It's going to get worse again. Or wassa, like the old people say. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Nardi.
Yes, ma'am.
MJ.
Hey.
Which is worse? Stepping on a discarded, poster and burning the Constitution.
Definitely burning the Constitution. I don't even think it's
correct.
A close call with that. I don't think it's a close call.
Not even close. Good stuff, and always good to hear from you, Koala.
The Deputy Prime Minister now talks about a plan, figuring out how to, you know, kind of slow what we knew. I mean, we talked about this on this show over a year ago, right? We said that with the proliferation of these private destinations, what you're going to see is more and more of the product siphoned off because, and I'm not even blaming Carnival, RCL. They are companies that have great negotiators because they're out negotiating our people to get these deals that they get that allow them to do what it is that they're doing. So now we have to think of a plan. Now we want to go back to the table with them. Now from this position, we're going back to the table with them to see what we could do to get more of the tourists to leave their private. They have no incentive to do that. They want to make as much money for them. They have shareholders. Okay?
Correct.
They have a board that we struck a bad deal. Now we're coming from a position of weakness.
Eat the bad deal and run with it because they're not changing the deal.
And we're talking about, oh, we want to sit down and talk with them and figure out what we could do. You are now, I mean, the horse is long gone and you're trying to close the barn door?
The horse done got stolen. The cow done dead on the side of the road. Wolves eating the cow and now you want to close the door?
And the thing about it is you would think that having become the world's number one country in terms of these private destinations, that we would have learned a thing or two along the way. We haven't.
Carla, I will get to you in a second. Let me just get this text out of the way. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Naughty, you can get charged for that Capleton intro song. Anyway, let them try. And you can get charged for that bad cowboy pick on Monday night. Well, guilty is charged for that. You could come for me
terrible
on that one.
Pick.
I'll turn myself in on that one. I didn't see
terrible
that coming.
Pick.
But talk to me after the bye. Quinn and Williams, all right? Yeah, let's talk to me after the bye. Okay? All right. Now back to your text. Naughty, I didn't get to texting yesterday, but I said I was going to let you know about that. But why are you all even giving Fred the time of day? I don't want to sound ageist, but Fred has had his time in the last century and in this one. He needs to stay true to his word, if he remembers, and not run in this election.
We're not going to even talk about that. That's just a distraction with the posters and stuff. I'm not, moving on.
You do know that a PLP garden sign that was from 2021 that was faded out and in...
We're moving on.
Say, hold on.
Thank you, guys. We know
laugh,
how you
though
feel about it.
Hold on. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
You know that was
go,
a PLP garden head sign that was from 2021 that was
that's
faded
was
in the bush.
All that time in the bush?
Thank you for your...
Y'all are so...
Thank you for your keen sleuth work right there. You keen detective,
we're
you texter. I appreciate you going in the bush to identify said poster.
I know, right? Like,
Celebration cruises should have been built on a key, not the mainland. Celebration is stifling Grand Bahama.
But... It's still, had they, it's not on a key. They let them name it Key. I remember there was some. Did we even get them to spell it K-Y?
I don't know.
Or they
let's
still
get to
spell
the phone line.
K-E-Y.
Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, 1 second. I think it's K-Y.
We'll figure it out.
What's going on, Paula?
Everything good, man. Look here, you're making a lot of sense. You guys are talking about the tourism ministry, right? Let me tell you what happened, right?
Where you calling us from, Paula? Are you here in Nassau or are you in Grand Bahama?
Oh, Nassau.
I just want to find out where you're calling from for context so we know what's going on. Let us know what's happening.
Yeah, see what happened is the government looks at the head count for the two cruise ship passengers, right? And they saying, okay, we're getting 10 million tourists, 11 million tourists every year, right?
Right.
I can tell you, I've been in taxi for 7-8 years, right? That's the worst I've ever seen it, right?
Wow.
The people are here,
uh-huh,
but they ain't spending no money. And
no,
what happened is, too, the cruise ship is telling the people, listen, walk to your Uncle Beach, don't get no taxis, because tourists have told me this, right?
Wow.
I'm telling you. And so I know people be downtown. I have a driver who worked downtown Monday and Sunday. He didn't make $1.
Oh, my gosh.
But, Carla, let me break it down to you. This has been going on for decades. I'm an original cruise ship brat.
Okay.
So I know when the Emerald Seas was here, and my father was captain on Emerald Seas, there was the same situation going on. The cruise directors on board were directing people where to go as far as to shop and so on. Now it is mushroom now. It's grown from the cruise directors to the actual companies. Now saying, go here, go there. If you got 10 million come off, 10 million need to spend. If 10 million ain't spending, we're not making the money. That's why we're one of the lowest spends in the region.
But it's worse, it must be their private keys.
Correct.
They're even more incentivized to do it.
And Carla, I'll be honest with you. I think it's an absolute travesty that they're eliminating the cab drivers from taking persons from the port downtown over to Paradise Island to that RCL development. They got ferries that look like Skittles going across the harbor, cutting you all out of business.
Yeah, that's
horrible.
That's another disaster.
Listen, the writing is on the wall, right? Let me show you about this. We apart just come downtown and go to the fish fry. That's like 1 mile from Bay Street, right?
Right.
They're walking the fish fry.
What?
To eat lunch and walking back.
That is unreal.
That's crazy.
But since we have you on the line, tell us what's happening with the taxi plates.
I was just about to ask.
About what's happening, because we understand that some plates are going to be recalled.
800 plates to be recalled?
What's happening in your industry?
Well, the thing is, I think what happened is a lot of people, some people may have died.
Okay.
But the thing is, a lot of people now, they see the writing on the wall.
Oh.
You can't make no money.
Wow.
So hold on a second. Sorry to cut you.
No, Carla.
Be honest with me now, because you know I've been in the hospitality industry early on in my career. I always knew that one thing that people wanted to get into was the transportation business, whether it was be on a large scale,
right,
like Majestic Tours or Leisure or Bowtie back in the day, or young Bahamian men for the majority that would look at that as a form of income. Some I know that would work bellman in the hotel, and when their shift was over, they would drive cab.
Right.
And plenty of people used it as an opportunity to make money, and the cab industry was thriving, tied into our tourism industry. And I know plenty of kids that I grew up with that went to good schools and went off to college, and their parents were cab drivers.
Listen, Naughty, let me show you about this, right? I'm a former manager, right? I told my wife, I'm considering going back in government or going back in management, because you can't show out of this. You see, by the coolest part, where the guys going to back to get jobs, for the coolest part, right?
Correct, right.
It is so bad. My friend told me the other day he went on at 10:30 p.m. and couldn't find parking.
Oh, so wow. You mean the night before, dudes going out from 8, 9 o'clock to line up for the next morning to catch an early fare?
Wow.
And couldn't even get in the lot. That's how bad it is.
Oh, wow.
And you know what really pains me to know? If you know anything about the history of the country, the stance that cab drivers took decades back to get us where we need to be. And I think it's a crying shame that in 2025, an industry that was so vibrant and flourishing for the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and early 2000s is now pretty much basically looking at being defunct.
Listen to me. I went to work yesterday after 9:30, 9:40, right? It took me 40 minutes to find parking. I drove around for 40 minutes to try to find parking.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That means no cars moving.
Yeah.
Well, and you have other people parking, taxi spots, right? Some of them don't know because if you walk downtown, the spots are not marked properly. Mm.
Oh boy.
And then I've seen some videos circulating around too, where you know certain entities are allowed to get fares, and other entities got to stand across the street and hustle a fare. And when they hustle a fare, they're kind of moved along by officials. They need to stop that as well.
I don't work in the back, but a cool spot outside because of the energy. I like the energy with the police and the other drivers. So I prefer to work on Bay Street. The energy for me is a little clearer. That's why I don't work in the back, but a cool spot.
Well, all I can tell all of y'all in the cab industry, all right? Y'all unite and stand firm on this. And when they come knocking on your doors talking about this, that, and that, and the booga booga ray ray, you remind them of what you go through.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right?
And always, you got a platform.
Anytime.
Call whenever.
Happening in your
As
industry.
A matter of fact, you are official taxi man, you know. Any issues come up with the taxis, you are official Talking Heads taxi correspondent.
We want to hear from you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, man.
Have a good one.
All right, let's get to this last call, then we got to get to the break. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty.
Hey.
Good afternoon to you and MJ.
Good afternoon.
Hey. This Cleaver?
Yes, sir.
Cleaver, hold on. Let's do the news, and then you can join us right after the news. That's cool?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay. Make sure, Mr. Producer, get Cleaver lined up right after the news. We're going to hit the news. Flip side of the news, we're going over. And we'll talk sports as well. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, November 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
We can't free freedom, yo. Righteousness, listen up, and them come reject. Be a corruption, you see, say them a observe. Pon them earwaves and them internet. And what them tell me, vibes, they're not totally mess. Be a fuck with them right, all in on them concept.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Some people come and go. Others work for you every single day, whether through free classes for students or programs for the elderly. We've been building Golden Isles for years, while others waited for their time to shine. I'm Brian Brown, and I know it is something you earned. On November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we're going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
What happens when your faves team up? You get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet, layered with Asiago lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right. Available only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Dr. Rastafari, fire keep burning, can't cool, can't cool, can't cool, yo, I don't want them type of children, and I'm overleaving
number. Talkin' Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, November 5th edition of Talkin' Heads. Your boy Naughty Love and Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearl, you'll be joining us in short order. We are going over a little bit from our 4 o'clock conversation. We will be talking sports in this hour as well because we got lots to talk about. But right now, let's get right to the phone lines. I appreciate Cleaver hanging in and his patience. What's going on, Cleaver?
Well, good afternoon again, Naughty.
No problem.
Well, Naughty, just I'm going to say condolences again to the officer who lost his life last night.
Correct.
And another brutal act of nonsensical violence. I was in there, so I don't know the details surrounding it. The only thing I know is that another person who would have lost his life and perhaps the perpetrator, they both look like me. Only black people killing up one another. And that's reason for concern. You know, because if it was just everybody killing up one another, then I would say we had a problem. But when it's just black on black killing, it calls for us to recalibrate because it ties it into what I'm going to talk about, the tourism sector. You know, you should be striving based on our population size to be the safest place on planet Earth. But for whatever reason, he left not to do it, and this blood continues to rise as high towards the horse's blood. It's just sad. Now, in our tourism sector, what a lot of people have to understand, Naughty, the bulk of our tourists come from there, the cruise ships, right?
Majority now, yes.
Doesn't most of their food is all inclusive?
A lot of, they buy packages for a lot of things.
Correct.
Drinks
correct.
As well. They sell drink packages as well.
So you see where I'm going?
I see where you're going with it.
So, if I mean, me personally, when I take a vacation, all I want to do is say, sample the food, you know.
Yeah.
But, you go to fish fry, you go to these places, beef prices are out of whack.
But Cleaver, let me just put something out there. Wouldn't it be more beneficial to Bahamian business owners in the hospitality industry for our Ministry of Tourism to say, all right, look, a proliferation, the majority of your guests go to your private key, so on and so forth. We know that these guests have meal plans on board. We need you to extend the meal plans to these 5 or 6 restaurants in this area, 5 or 6 bars in this area, so that could actually work at these locations. And that would show me that you want to help me with my tourism product by ensuring that some of these guests contribute to the bottom line. We're the lowest spend in the region, Cleaver. I mean, it's horrible.
But that is true, Naughty. But then the thing is, these politicians won't play childish games with us. You know, they count in heads.
Well, allegedly, I've heard couple of free crews and couple of, you know, wine and dine, and they forget all about Bahamians.
You know, Naughty, if I didn't have a greedy landlord, I would have still been in the business. You know, when I opened up Bahama Rock Cafe a few years ago.
Okay.
You know what I did? I looked at making sure that nothing on my menu be more than $10, including lobster. Including Cooper, and I talk an authentic stuff. Yeah.
Right.
But I couldn't get the cooperation from the taxi drivers. You know, they prefer to carry the people to eat inferior food because they were getting $2 a head. It makes no sense. You know, and we end up becoming number 55 on TripAdvisor, and we were growing. But the concept is, when you go to the fish fry, you go to these different places, if you want a group of dinner, they can cost you about $60. The tourist isn't going to purchase that.
Correct.
Because they're going to eat all inclusive. So what do? You drop your price. give people a sample of what we of the Bahamian experience, and I guarantee you, no, everyone will go home with some sort of money in their wallet. But we don't want to do it.
Well, you know, Cleaver.
That sample size sounds really good.
I'm entrepreneurial. Like the sample size and
sounds like a good idea.
And your history in the culinary field, you know, and me and MJ with marketing, why don't us do a lunch truck and put that restaurant in a lunch truck park right outside, you know, the port entrance and hook them right up, catch them right there when they come off. Can't be no more authentic than that.
Sampler sounds great.
I was doing Kong salad, Morty. I was doing Kong salad, but they sell for $20 now. I was doing Kong salad for $8.
Man, sound like me and you got to sit down and talk some business, man, because, you know, my, I got the market and I got the big mud and I ain't scared of them.
You know, all you want to do is give the tourists a tasting, and then they have this thing, Naughty, that, oh, the tourists don't know the difference. You know, look, and they give you substandard food. No matter where you travel in the world, Naughty. No matter where you travel in the world, Naughty.
You got to eat. You got to find the food.
I know good food from bad food, but they believe that once the tourists never tasted, they would know the difference. But who don't know bad tasting food?
But, Cleveland, let me give you a good example. When I first started doing comedy, and MJ, I'll tell you this. On some of the early road gigs we'd go, and we were in Kentucky and Paducah and Prestonsburg and Virginia and all over. And you know what the veteran comics told me? Say, hey, Naughty, you are right with us. But I can tell you this in front of MJ. Wherever you all go to eat, look around. If you see police, bikers, truckers, and all of that outside that restaurant, go there. They can give you plenty good food for a great price.
And
you go there and you eat like the natives do or the locals do, you will be fine. You go to them swanky places where they push in and it's be garbage.
And not only the pricing is so high, if you go down to these tourist eateries, they look like a shanty town, not knocking any particular one. You ever look at John Blue Beach? You ever look at fish fry from the night, just from the road driving and looking over there?
You want me to be honest with you? When I look at John Blue Beach, Cleaver, I have to look back. I'm scared I can catch hepatitis just from looking at it.
So you're trying to tell me now the Minister of Tourism can't see what we do?
I'm sure he does.
They got their blindness on, Cleaver.
I've heard him say that they're trying to do something with particularly downtown.
I mean, they're
going to
clean the country up.
Yeah.
Be giving these tourists, and I mean, it's just ridiculous. But Chester Cooper, when he do busy doctoring the numbers, because we know when you check the cruise ship industry standard, because I did this research when I was getting into the restaurant business, only 34% ever leave the ship. In the Bahamas, it was like 19%.
Correct.
But I understand that it should be but even if they leave the 70% ship, now.
And they're not spending, it's still a loss.
Well, it's more now because they have private destinations to go to because they're going to their private destinations.
Correct.
That's why it's
higher.
But
it ties back to the we on the meal plan, so we just can take our room key and go right over to the private place and use the free transportation and the ferries that look like Skittles, and we good to go.
Thank you so much, Cleaver. Thank you.
We always appreciate your contribution.
As far as
the young men go too, I will continue to raise concerns on the radio. We've lost a whole generation to senseless violence. I agree with you. And we need to work on conflict resolution, and we need to find other avenues to get these young fellas involved in something productive and get them away from that gang culture long before they could get there, whether it's sports, whether it's a trade, whether it's farming, something. And we got to continue to have guys like folks like you call in and agitate and don't let it go to the third and fourth page on the dailies. Keep it front line and keep it front news.
So we're going to look at this by the numbers, but we have another caller. Let's get this call out of the way.
Talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
What's going on, C. Allen?
Hey, C. Allen.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, sure, we'll just give you a touch of the tourism data, right? Yeah, Grand Bahama is a perfect example because it's much more clearer of what is happening to the total Bahamas by virtue of volume. That is, let's use an example, right? Grand Bahama used to have, let's put it at 1 million people a year. And then you have the tourism that says that the volume will go up to 6 million a year or up to 12 million a year on Grand Bahama alone. But at the same time, your business loses 90% of your customers. Just what you imagine. You used to have 1 million people, and you were, say, making $1 million. So, and you're only making $100,000.
Yeah, because they're captured. We understand what's happening. Right. I just don't understand why our policymakers aren't doing something about it. They've known about this problem, and it's a growing problem for a while now.
Well, they have observed, you know, because early on in the conversation, when they talked about places like TCI, right, and their damage and what has happened in the Dominican Republic and other places, the difference with TCI did was TCI made a decision to be ruthlessly consistent about targeting Heisman stuff over gas,
right,
and building exactly what they wanted. Where we went the direction of demanding that trinkets and small subs
quantity. We went for quantity. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And so when you look at the numbers, if you take 11 million tourists at the spend that we're currently doing, it's the same as 450,000 stopover visitors. So the question is, why did we grow from, say, 6 million to 11 million when we could have simply focused on 500,000 stopover visitors and had the same impact? But what happens is there's some models where it's called as a service and as a subscription. Those models now are now integrating themselves into things like hospitality, tourism, travel, and whatever. And these are models that have been growing rapidly over the last 20 years, and we have doubled down on the model that we have.
The real crazy part is that high-spend tourists that I guess we would have targeted before, the cruise lines are not targeted. These cruise lines are targeting them, bringing them in mass numbers, but still targeting the high spend. Because I had the RCL share call recently that happened in July, and they're going to do some big things. If you've been watching their share price, it's been performing fantastic. They're going to be offering cabanas, cabanas for $10,000 a day. Yeah. I don't know how many hotel rooms. I think maybe only the Reef has rooms that go for about $10,000
correct
a night, but they're going to be selling cabanas, and the pre-sales have been fantastic from what I understand,
right,
$10,000 a day. So there is that high-spend customer, but once again, they're not coming directly to us.
No.
They're passing through us.
But just in ending, let me say this. You're absolutely correct, and that's where they have now decided that they're modifying the ships with big docks is coming in Grand Bahama.
Right.
You will see their ships begin to modify. There's a concept called Beyond the Cruise. It was discussed here in the Bahamas about 8 years ago by Aaron Kikinos, as well as myself and others. And so these cruise ships have now realized that, you know how where we're supposed to go after the stopover visitors?
Yeah.
They are providing their services and retrofitting to fit those $50 worth of data. We haven't,
for
20 years. Yes. Yes, we have to look at it. And what we need to do, just recognize, the model we have is dead, and we have to reboot.
It is. It is dead.
It yesterday.
Now, thank you so much,
Alan.
Yeah,
I appreciate you as always.
Eliza Full, thank you. Talking Heads.
Hey. Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's going on, bro?
Right there, Ma, listen. I have, what do you mean, Clever? What he's saying is the truth. Hey, we have all the groupers was in the Bahamian water.
Yeah.
And I see no reason why Bahamians got to be paying $60 for one plate of grouper. We even don't get grouper in the local restaurants around here no more.
That's true.
That's true.
You always have to ask.
Now, I wonder, is it because they're going cheap?
The tilapia thing and that shouldn't be.
My question for it is this. Why are we getting tilapia and swai and all kind of stuff?
All kind of.
Is it because maybe our waters are being poached out by Dominican fishermen?
No, man.
Who officials turn a blind eye to over here?
I do. I love that. That's been going on for years. You go to a local restaurant, you can't say you want a fish dinner and get grouper.
No, sir. I mean, you could get it if you pay for it, but I mean.
No. I talk about a restaurant over the hill or somewhere. You go there. They got grouper, but you know it ain't no grouper. Even if it's hogfish, it's better.
Watch it now. Watch how you talk about hogfish. Hogfish to me is better than grouper. Don't push it now.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay, my brother.
I taste hogfish, and I boy, I love
hog
that.
Hog snapper is the best to me. Wait, when MJ does do hog snapper cutlets,
my God.
Turn me off. Somebody say sometime one or two to slip, you know.
No, man. They ain't like Barracuda.
Yeah, but I
get your point, though. Back in the day, you probably could have gone to a restaurant, like you say, over the hill,
and
pull up
still...
and say, give me a group of fingers dinner with with peas and rice, coleslaw, macaroni, and you probably pay $12, $15 for that and be happy because you got a big plate of food. You could eat some now and finish the rest later.
We got to get that back.
We got to try.
I ain't going to call no name, but I went to a restaurant last night, and I was highly upset. MJ was, I said, look at the chimmy. I'm serving it. Yeah, what's this chimmy?
Thank you so much, caller.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, bro. Talking heads.
Yeah, bless him, Naughty and MJ.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, I enjoyed Seattle and Cleveland, everybody and the gentleman, but Cleveland highlighted a problem that I've been saying for a while. You know, the place is really filthy, like when you ride around and look at the aesthetics.
It's horrible.
It's pathetic. I mean, you know, I'm 61, so I know Paradise Island when Paradise Island was paradise.
Correct.
So we've been inundated with concrete buildings, and we wonder why people don't know the king. You playing this cable thing, right? I guess I can send you one of some music. I think good for your meditation, Naughty.
All right, man.
I'll be honest with you. It's some of them are instrumentals with no singing. Just pure instrumentals.
Keyword meditation. I like short, it. I feel you.
Yeah, so in short, what you and MJ and Seattle are saying that they're using numerology as a part of the psychology.
Correct.
That's a good way to put it.
In short, so I knew this intuitively because the numbers don't add up. Even a dummy in math will know that it doesn't add up. It's just really a farce. You always call numbers, right? But Cleaver highlighted the problem really about the aesthetic. That's just the environment in general, the lack of green spaces. I mean, we see where they're trying, but, you know, Goodman's Bay and other areas that used to be, you know, they look in much better conditions, and you see the deterioration of the fish fry.
Yeah, look at that, right?
For God's sake. Look at it.
Like my age. But I wanted to just comment, Naughty, on all the big hoop real raw about the police officer and the incident, right? But the officer is never off duty. So I have a problem with the police shooting someone or pulling his gun on somebody who stabbed someone who died?
No.
I'm saying is the video will show the scenarios, unless the guy who stabbed the guy was doing self-defense, which I highly believe, I won't believe. So what reason if you're in a fight and the police officer tell you to freeze, I just don't get it. I mean, if I'm the police...
I looked at the video, 52.
I can have a problem if he shoot me. Sometimes, see, I may call an ambassador police, but I don't really see what the problem is with this police officer did his job. If you shoot someone and leave in a crime scene and the police shoot you have a problem with that?
You wouldn't think so.
Stopping someone, the prison officer died, right?
Correct.
Sad stuff.
So the prison officer, but, he was stopped. Whatever the situation was,
but he let us. He let us succumb to his injuries.
Several
so our thoughts and prayers.
Somebody died. He was stabbed. He succumbed.
Sad stuff. Condolences.
The police officer did his job. What's the point? What? They can't do nothing. Now, these are the things that I don't have a concern about. My concern about all the darkness. It is happening out there. But when they said Blue Road, I just knew where it was because I on my way sometimes to my friend a restaurant downtown. I just see all the crowd, the people, them young people. I don't body no more because it don't even make no sense.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, man,
so
as always. Let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
Hey,
talking heads.
Hey, MJ, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon.
Naughty.
Hey,
listen,
me and you right now, me and you can't talk football. All we can do is sit down and say, my chief brother, my cowboy brother, let's smoke the peace pipe and drink a cold brewski and lament over our woes. At least you still have your Georgia Bulldogs.
Listen, and the game was good on the weekend. I was there, so... but no, I mean, listen, let's talk first. Couple of things. One, all right, you ask, why is it that you can't get grouper? You can't get grouper. Grouper is artificially inflated in price because the people who bring food into this country make so much money by bringing in the other stuff that we don't have in our waters, bringing in that swahi and tilapia and all that crap.
Uh-huh.
All right. And so what they do is they squeeze out the local fishermen out of the market. So the local fisherman never gets that mass sale, right?
I got you.
And so that what he has to do.
Yeah.
He has to put his price
up. To raise his price.
And gas to go down.
Oh, wow.
Right? They force this inflation. And so it's not that, I always say this, Naughty, it's not that the system is dysfunctional. It's operating
exactly
like they design it.
Yeah.
Right? If you give the country independence, but you keep three things in the pockets of certain people, property, import and export ability, all right, and who controls the actual banks. Those three things, we have no real input into those three things, all right? And so they've jacked our pricing up. They did it with property when Ingram changed and repeal the Immovable Properties Act. They did it with banking when these guys went back and scared and changed everything. Cayman didn't change, Bermuda didn't change, Switzerland didn't change, but we changed everything. And now all our money that we could be getting is sitting in Cayman. All right? I mean, these are the things that happen. And
tell me something, because you're a talking head, and I know that you've thought about this a while. What is the solution? We're talking about the fish now, the grouper that's artificially inflated, you say, because they allow the market to be flooded with all these different kinds of fish that find their ways to the restaurants. What is the solution to this particular problem?
The solution to this, Mary, MJ, is the same as it is to everything else. We need to stop trade changing the players, and we have to change the system. If we change the system, where the leaders make laws, let's all these things are allowed to happen because our laws allow them to happen, and they'll sit in Parliament like they did today and talk about the change in this banking information and everything else. None of that affects me, you, or anybody, and we're middle class, so you know it don't affect the real hard-working, mouth-to-mouth, month-to-month person out there, okay? If we change the leaders, okay, that's one thing, but you can't change the leaders and put them in the same system. Get rid of this elected king every 5 years. You elect your prime minister and your deputy prime minister every 4 years. And you say that none of them can sit in parliament. You elect your parliament every 2 years. What that does is it puts your MP on a short leash. He understands that he has to answer to you more than he got to answer to his prime minister, because he can't get in the prime minister cabinet anyway. Okay? And you give the push strings to them. And what that does is it keeps people accountable. And it means that I can fire my lousy MP, but keep a prime minister I want. Or when I'm ready to fire the prime minister, I can say, look, let me fire him and keep a good MP. But right now, we have one choice. Every 5 years, we want to fire the prime minister. So what do? We go 36-4, 38-5, whatever it is.
Recently.
Like a Kansas City Chiefs score.
So dropkick the Westminster system then. That's what you're saying.
We have to.
All right.
The only people who want to keep it is the ones who benefiting from it.
Hey, Doc.
Thank you so
on
much.
On a side note, we got a couple other calls, but the 10th, Monday, is Bahamas Pharmacists Association National Media Day, correct?
Yeah, it is. It is.
4:30 to 5 p.m. We'll see you right here on Talking Heads, okay?
Appreciate it, my brother.
No problem.
Thanks so much, Doc.
We'll see you then. All right, bro.
Talking Heads.
Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
Right here, man. Hey, Naughty, what are they saying, right? All these people who left in for visa from Trump, and they need from Trump. That Cleaver wife, right? Let me show you now, right? The cost of living in the Bahamas is because of the tariffs, all right? And the neocolonialism and the neoliberalism don't want us to be self-sufficient in our food. They want us to import everything, the food we eat, the fishes, everything from the United States, all right? That's the system that oppress us, bro. You understand me? Our economic system alone, our taxation, that's because of that neocolonialism, bro. We are colony, bro. You understand?
Gardner, listen.
We understand.
I understand your passion. I understand your point and where you're coming from. And yes, I agree with you. We should produce our own food or the majority of which.
We should.
And what we do import should be beneficial to us. It shouldn't be on the box saying for export only, because that's a red flag.
We're talking about Mandani. Mandani won an election in the biggest city in the world. You understand me? And he called himself a democratic
socialist. He calls himself a democratic socialist. He does.
Right. And you know, and what Trump talking about, the couple of billion dollars he gets from Trump, he the federal government, the dollars he gets, man, he in charge of millions, billions, multi-billions.
So, he's talking.
That's peanuts what he got from the federal government.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We got your point.
We got your point, Gardner. Good
about,
stuff.
Thank you so much. He's talking about New York. A new mayor was elected last night in New York
City.
His name is Zoran Mamdani.
Mamdani.
And he did it. A democratic socialist.
The Trumpy
he's a
boy.
Muslim, so he's ticking off a lot of boxes that tick off a lot of people, certain people, particularly, you know, I guess MAGA. So
I hear
it's going to be interesting to watch.
I hear his theme music when he came out last night was Salam Alaikum Alaikum.
So that's, we were talking about the numbers.
Yeah, put Javi MC lined up for me, please, Mr. Producer.
Stop it. So we were talking about the numbers, and this is something that I have heard Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper talk about a lot in the past. Even, I think, I want to say even before the last election when they came to power, he talked about how the cruise lines have, you know, consistently increased the number of visitors that they bring to the country. But they're kind of captured, particularly with these private destinations. So back in 2021, when this administration came in, we hovered around 79%. By 2022, we were firmly at 79%. 2023, 82.2%. So it's climbing. The number of tourists, and they call them their guests, you know. They call them their guests.
They belong to them.
We used to just call them, you know, tourists, but that's their guests. And last year, it was up to 84.9%. And with the proliferation of these private destinations, it's only going to continue to get worse. As I said, not only do they have the large numbers, not only do they have these all-inclusive plans, not only do they have, you know, not only are these trips for some lines, like, let's say, let's be real, Carnival, cheap. So you get a lot of people that run that line. RCL, which is a little bit more prestigious, is going to have things like, why are you laughing?
I mean, because somebody made a joke the other day.
Cruise lines are different.
If a World Star Hip Hop video was a cruise, it'd be Carnival.
Well, okay, yeah. So they have different price points even within that industry, right? When you look at Royal Caribbean and what they're doing here, right? They're going to have $10,000 family cabanas. Are we understanding what's happening? And they are very excited. They
and
have
you spend
sold
it on the cabana, and we don't see
so
one
many of
penny
them.
Of that $10,000 to our bottom line.
They have
we don't.
Sold so many of them in advance. They're very excited about this. So that whole kind of niche product of the higher spend tourists, they're capturing them now as well. Competition. If I could get a cabana and basically be like, I have a hotel room on the beach, you know, all day. And then I get to go to different ports. Why would I go to an Atlantis? Why would I go to a Bahama? You know what I mean? So they're competing with us on so many different levels. They're not incentivized to send their people out of there because they have
they got beach drink.
They have shareholders. They have a board of directors. They have people that they answer to, and they are cutting the best deals for their people. Where are our people cutting the best deal
for us,
for this country? It's like you have a big shop. Right? Imagine you have a big shop, and then you allow someone to come and open a shop within your shop, and they say, oh, don't worry, we could bring a bunch of people to your shop. And then the minute they walk through the front door of your shop, right, they walk right into their section of the store, and that's where they stay, and then they walk out. So they never really visit your store. You allowed someone else to put a big shop within your shop, and now you wonder why you're getting like the least amount of money. We have to do better.
Text 9's blowing up. Let me get to them. Great points. Naughty and MJ, were the declarations verified by a reputable accounting firm?
That is an excellent... that's why people are...
And who are checking to see if those declarations are accurate.
Thank you very much, I was wondering why everybody's like, check the declaration. Okay, so you guys are saying that you're not convinced that some of these declarations are accurate? I have no idea, but that is a great idea. These should be audited. These should be audited declarations. I agree.
Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. Point blank, the cruise ships don't care. And when the U.S. shutdown comes, it's going to be a huge problem.
Well, they're in a shutdown right now. It's been dragging on. I think it's... Has it passed? The last one, the longest one ever was during the last Trump administration. This one, I think, has either tied it or is about to pass it. It's long, but they say there may be some movement. So maybe they'll reopen the government soon. In any event, the cruise lines are not obligated to worry about the wheel with y'all. They are obligated to concern themselves with their shareholders, with their bottom line. They don't have any reason. I mean, they do some things to show that, you know, they want to have a good relationship. They do. With this country.
And, you know,
but we need negotiators that are not going to say, allow, how many do we have? 8, 9, 10 of these things to open up and then say, oh, geez, wow, look at that. No one is going to the Bahamian stores. No one is visiting the Bahamian restaurants. I wonder what we could do about that. Gosh, golly gee, who could have seen this coming? They're under no obligation to worry about our stores.
And here's the deal.
And they don't.
Checked it in. Naughty, don't forget, some influential Bahamians benefit off the cruise ships, not all. And I agree. And if you do your research and you do your connecting of the dots, you will see how a handful of Bahamians, to the detriment of the country, make a great deal off of this industry, but other Bahamians don't.
They do provide jobs, but I'm tired of that being an excuse, because you provide jobs, yes, thank you, but how many jobs are you destroying when you capture the majority of our tourism product and the money doesn't trickle down properly the way that it's supposed to? Let me just give you guys an idea. There's Disney, right? So they have Castaway Key, they have Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point. Norwegian, they have Great Stirrup Key. MSC Cruises, they have Ocean Key, MSC Marine Reserve. Carnival has Half Moon Key, Princess Keys, Celebration Key. And I knew we lost the battle of the negotiations because we didn't even force them to spell Key, C-A-Y.
Yeah, you're in the K-E-Y. Bahamas.
You let them spell Key, K-E-Y. Really?
They must have found it, my boy Chris. Shout out to my boy Chris Key.
That week, we can't even enforce our language here. If you're going to call a destination a certain thing, a key, make them spell it the way we spell Key.
Do you know where we're heading with this, MJ, in the long run? In the future, where this is like non-negotiable, like look, we're not winning off this, we're not making any money. We're gonna have to enforce, what is it? Thingam domain.
I think we have
eminent domain, because at some point, well, Bahamians need to get back into business.
We're not gonna get. Let me give you an example though.
Afal Island. I just got videos. My God, how many pig operations you all want jam on Afal Island? Six pig operations now.
Six pig operations on Afal Island? That is ridiculous.
So who you got? You got Porky the pig, Pepper the pig, and who
the
else?
Three
the
little pigs.
The three little pigs and the big bad wolf. What's going on?
That's crazy.
And I got video, so I don't want to hear nobody talking foolishness.
That six is, operations.
On one island. It is and why do Bahamians do this? They see me and you set up a hot dog stand right here outside the Guardian. We making money. Somebody could turn right around and set up a hot dog stand by Barabbas on the top of the hill and talk, but they selling hot dogs for a dollar less than it. Why do we do it?
It's too much.
And now the question is, Naughty, please do your due diligence. Not all six are Bahamian owned and operated. So now we got to start looking and seeing.
Once again, at the end of the day, that is a tourism product. So who is it that's not?
And as far as the taxi plate goes, it is a straight bungle by Minister JoBeth Kobe-Davis. Too many plates were issued, and now this is a way to try to do damage control and reel in 800
plates. That's what the text says.
Correct.
Let me finish RCL. So they have Perfect Day at Coco Key. They have this new thing they're opening. We know that something's happening with Xanadu. We know that the hotel may be sold in Freeport, and that's going to be like a big glorified cruise port, which will be good. But, I mean, I say all of that to say that you have all of these private destinations. You have all these little stores in your big store, and you wonder why nobody's coming to your cash register.
Let's get this call in, and I'll get the text before we get to the break. Talking Heads.
Yes, good evening, MJ.
What's going on, bro?
Hey. Yeah, I like the discussion, but guess what? I was one of the first callers of the Guardian Radio when this debate started. This even before RCI was even got hold of that property.
Right.
Before they got all of it. So I was ahead of everything. I could have saw what was happening.
Yeah.
Then Glenazana Martin, the Honorable Glenazana Martin, got involved, and then all of a sudden she had to shut up because she's a part of the cabinet. The cabinet said, look, you better shut up because this is what we sign off on. And there goes your problem. Persons with who is not in parliament can see what the outcome is likely to be far beyond before it even develops. But our politician has no idea what's going on. Fine, listen, give me a break. I've been on this from day one. I was one of the first callers on radio.
No, you have. I remember you calling this show an agitator.
That was a bad idea.
That's a terrible where it is now, for sure.
At this stage,
you
could definitely say, I told you so. Good stuff, caller, man. Let me get to these text lines.
Thank you, caller.
Naughty, I'm so glad you and Cleaver advocate like me for the protection of young men. You both are certainly role models for us young people. Kudos.
Good stuff.
Pass it forward, though, young blood. Make sure you look out for young men, too, and make sure, you know, teach them about conflict resolution, the dangers in society, or all of that are out there. Whatever.
That's like
you think,
carry on of what Uncle was saying about how the man got to stand up and, you know, don't be mealy-mouthed. Stand up and speak. And I loved Uncle's show today. That was
awesome show. I always love listening to Uncle's show before
our show.
That
message is so good. Yeah, it's definitely. Family, I think, yeah.
Naughty and MJ, we don't need to fire the PM. We need to recall our MPs. Here's another one. Naughty and MJ, I'm sorry, but socialism doesn't work anywhere in the world.
They got to, New York is going to be so, we're going to be watching.
Just a long one here.
Be interesting.
The economic in the mind of Bahamians, the new economic system exists regardless of the type of governance because it is independent of the governance. The problem is we don't talk about development using the new system because we have leadership and talking heads steeped in indoctrination of the old. Talking about ways to ease the pain of sitting on a nail, but never the system that now requires standing.
Enlighten us, please, Texter. That was nice and esoteric, but we need like solutions. We need plain language solutions. So please enlighten us.
That was nice. Esoteric?
Very esoteric.
I was thinking verbose, but that's okay.
Thank you, Texter.
Hi, Norton and MJ. Did you see the Mandami's entire transition team is 100% of brilliant, accomplished women?
I haven't seen it. I've just...
So you're saying a man got a harem is what he's saying?
It's just... You know what?
I was playing off the fact that you said he was from the Middle East.
No, he's not from the Middle East. He's... I think he was born in Africa. I can't remember which country.
Oh, good. My bad. I apologize. Bad joke.
And his parents, I think their heritage is Indian, I do believe. I'll look it up.
Let me just touch on that point, Dexter.
Quite something.
I
Mississippi Masala. You remember that movie back in the day?
Wow, with Denzel.
His mom was the director on that one. I think she was one of the main.
But that was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Denzel was strong in that movie.
That's his mom who wrote that, and I think she directed that as well. So
Naughty and MJ, dead or heads in beds, it is the same as no heads at all. Good afternoon. The major problem is the idea of money will trickle down. It never trickles down.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Good day, Naughty and MJ. What went wrong with the golden yoke, golden joke, and the money is in the bank, and Junkanoo, that's straight yet? Who is the real Valley Boys, and toxins will destroy them anyhow?
We talk about being able to feed ourselves, importing less. We need programs like the golden yoke to succeed.
MJ, he was born in Uganda,
thank you
according to the
texter.
This
is so fast. I love it so much. We have such smart
texter. All right,
texter.
Caller, you can hold, and we'll get you after the break, or you want to take it now, Mr. Producer, and then come back.
Hold
for the break.
Thank you.
We'll hit the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get the call, and then we got to talk some sports. And I just want to say this before
picks.
We go in.
Yes.
I love you. No matter how bad the Lakers kick the Spurs' butt tonight, I still love you. Even if the Lakers win, I will go sleep on the sofa anyway because I love you. Just spare me the... Oh, my God. We got another trio. And do you know that we had the best trio ever with Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker?
Hold on. What did PM say? Don't bring me into it. Just, yeah. Let's watch the game.
What, I'm making it political?
Let's watch it. You're making it political. Let's just watch the game. We're going to be right back and listen to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Naughty, Mary Jane. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I try to reach, and I know they youth them see them say go on, burn the fire, call and J go on teach. I try to reach, and I know they youth them see say we can't free freedom.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for wickouts, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
If you come from the island, you know nothing is more important than family. I am Brian Brown, and the people of Golden Isles are my family. I am proud to serve my neighbors and friends. I'm asking for your vote to be your next MP. I believe in showing up all the time, not just election time. So on November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we are going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
Feeding the crew, fueling the cravings, there's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crisp, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Dr. Rastafari! Fire keep burning, can't cool, can't cool, can't cool. Yo, the modern capital women and them who will live longer.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 5th edition of Talking Heads. Yeah, man, the fireman, Capleton. Yes, man. I haven't played Capleton in a while. I think I got started. Listen, let me go on record and say, and I want to do this today. I'm going to do it over the weekend. Listen, shout out to my good brethren, Marlon Bodie. Marlon has always made sure to wish me happy birthday on Facebook. I missed his birthday by some reason this year. And Marlon, you know you're my good brethren, my Mason Edition family. Pick up yourself, brother, all right? All the time, man. This and many, many more happy belated birthday is all good. Link me off here. I can give you a tree pick for a winner chicken dinner, and that could be a birthday present from me to you. But I appreciate you, brother, as always, your support over the years. And big respect, Marlon Bodie, all right? Enjoy your birthday to the fullest,
bro. Happy belated.
Yeah, man. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, MJ, call hey. Back because you're all talking about them cool ship and all the... agreements, keys and...
Yeah, the private destination.
With Royal Caribbean over on Paris Island, where they expropriate the property from Toby Smith and needed to link him up and see what's the situation with his case. You see?
I talk like to Toby often, man, not to get the inside scoop.
One other thing, right? Like Michael Jackson say, sing, all I want to say is they don't really care about us. Okay?
Thank you so much, caller.
I was thinking more, you've been hit by, you've been touched by, you've been swung by a smooth criminal. And then you can break up Bray playing the maracas and that little meme right there by the song playing.
Mix in the little. Annie, are you okay and all of that? And we get to go, yep.
Naughty, weren't Bahamians at least supposed to have an opportunity to invest in RCL's Paradise Beach Club? What happened to that?
They're working on that. And then that is an important point. I think, when we have shares, and we can get shares in these things, it makes a difference. Because then, you're working hard for us, and the Bahamian people are actually benefiting from... from the land.
Okay.
Call that one looks very long.
Jesus Lord. Okay. All right, here we go. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I will explain this weekend on a video like the coldest. Pintard spoke of it on the 15th in the House of Assembly, causing the PLP to send the data protection into committee. Did you hear any media speak of this multi-trillion-dollar economic policy? The parliamentary meeting with the data commissioner present on Grand Bahama today all but admitted and exposed they are not ready for biometrics. Now go to banking. It does not exist. And the wife and I are so sure we are wrong. A letter today offering to pay the Red Lobster people and investment credits on our new financing platform to be live before the end of the year. All right. Now go into banking. It does not exist, and the wife and I are so sure we are wrong. A letter today offering to pay the Red Lobster people in investment credit.
I think I saw the story about what happened. Red Lobster.
But I suggest, Dexter, if you're going to attempt to do a version, your version of the coldest, leave that to the professionals. Don't call it the coldest. Call it whatever you want. Just don't call it the coldest.
Don't call it Blue Magic.
But be sure to look out for more coldest videos. And I appreciate everybody who's sharing the videos and hitting me up and encouraging me to do the videos. And yeah, man. And for those of you who don't like the videos, I can still keep doing the videos because all of them is actual, factual, and the truth. I just hit you with the facts.
So have to get this part. So we have one more caller on the line. You want to grab this caller quickly?
Go ahead. Let's get it. Talking heads.
Talking heads.
All right.
I think we lost that one.
Anyway, let's start. Hit the picks right now.
Yep.
Because time is flying. And we look at the NBA tonight. Boy, a lot of games in the NBA tonight.
Only VJ, one you thinking about,
VJ
but go
and
ahead.
The crew yesterday, they lost a tight one, man. They lost. They were up by 20 and ended up losing.
Oh, I thought they won that one. So they lost?
No, the Bulls ran them down.
Oh, wow. Because I Bulls, think when I fell asleep.
The Bulls ran them down. But nonetheless, VJ.
Yikes.
VJ had a double-double. He had 12 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, a couple of steals. Definitely playing his way, you know, into the hearts of Philadelphia. They're loving him over there.
Dang, that was close.
They're taking the Cavaliers tonight, and they're 11.5-point favorites. I'm looking at the 76ers, and let me see who's out on the injured list tonight. Barlow, Embiid, Paul George, and Jared McCain. All right, well, that's nothing. I'm going to take the 76ers plus the 11.5 points. That's a better, well-improved 76er team. Cavaliers may win, but I like the 76ers plus 11.5. I'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah, they lost by 2 last night, and that means the Bulls have to rally, but what a rally it was.
It was. Pistons 5-2 taking on the Jazz 3-4. I like the Pistons at home. 9.5 is a big cover. Give me the Pistons at home and the money line because they really haven't proven anything to me as far as covering, you know, spreads so far this year. Now, let's have a gander at the Nets and the Pacers. This is a no-brainer. 0-7 versus 1-6. The Pacers, though injury-riddled, they're still a better team than the Nets, and they're at home. Give me the Pacers in the money line. Wizards on the road against the Celtics. Wizards getting 12.5 points. The Wizards are very good against the spread. The Celtics seem to have quieted themselves a little bit. They're playing in Boston. I'll play it safe tonight and give me the Celtics in the money line. Timberwolves on the road taking on the New York Knicks. Knicks 3.5-point favorites because they're at home. Give me the Timberwolves plus the 3.5 points. I think they steal one from the Knicks tonight. Rockets and the Grizzlies. Grizzlies are snake bit. There's issues in the locker room. They don't like the new coach. Ja Morant is on the trading block. They're a little bit in disarray. Houston are 8.5-point favorites. I'm going to say, you know, take the Rockets and the 8.5. I think they cover it even though they're playing in Memphis. I think the Rockets win this one running away. Pelicans 1-6 taking on the Mavericks 2-5. Coin flip on this one because both these teams suck right now. And I'll take the Pelicans plus the 8.5. Because I think it's going to be a tight game. They may lose, but I think they're going to cover the 8.5 points. Miami Heat on the road taking on the Denver Nuggets. The Heat looking to lose 2 straight. Sorry there, Muff Rowe. They lost to the Lakers. Now they can turn around and lose to the Nuggets on this West Coast trip.
Oh, boy.
And that brings us to the Thunder and the Trailblazers. I like the Thunder minus the 3.5 points on the road against the Trailblazers. Warriors against the Kings. Sacramento 3.5-point favorites because they're home. Give me the Warriors plus the 3.5. I think they're the better team right now, and they win that game. And that brings us back to the Spurs and the Lakers.
Wemby.
Lakers 1.5-point favorite. Everybody healthy. Austin Reeves out for the Lakers. But I can't say that's a problem because we've won without him in the lineup already before.
Is Luka?
Luka's in.
He should be interested watching Luka and Wemby go at it.
And Laravia is going to play. We got Dalton Kanak going to play. So we got 3 of the 4 white boy musketeers for the Lakers going to play.
Musketeers.
We got DeAndre, sometimes I'm a Bahamian, Ayton.
He disappointed me so much. But so when they did the first game of the season, right, and they announced the players and talked about, like, where they were from, I think y'all played against Golden State, right? Because I remember thinking to myself,
correct,
if Buddy was in the starting lineup, we would have heard from the Bahamas, right?
Grand Bahama, Freeport.
Exactly. So DeAndre Ayton was a starter for the Lakers, and he listed his, they called him under Santa Clara. Is that somewhere out in L.A.?
Must be Santa Clara, California.
I'm trying to figure, like, why are they saying Santa Clara if everybody's kind of naming their city or their country for the foreign players?
Well, he must have thought they was meaning where he lived at the time. And not where he was born and from.
So the only one that thought that? Like, yeah. Really?
But I think it should be a good matchup anyway. Tonight, though. I look for Wembanyama and Castle and Hassel and that thing.
And I love my Bahamian players, so good luck to DeAndre and good luck to, you know, your Lakers. But I'm telling you, we taking this W tonight.
But I'm telling you now.
Wemby. Let's do it.
And to my sister-in-law, G, after the Lakers beat you, I still love you. I still want my souse. I still want
you
all that. You're still all right with me, you know.
All that hard mouth, and you still talking about you want souse after that?
You all know you're going to lose. That's what I wanted to know. Once we've established that, now we've got those parameters covered.
Sure.
See, it's 40 and slip. You already know what time it is.
Exactly.
Thank God, Pearlie's on tomorrow, and we're back on Friday.
Yeah.
That'll give me at least 24 hours. To get my story and stick to it if the Lakers lose. Now, if they win, I might just happen to be in with Pearlie tomorrow and talk a little smack.
We'll see. Someone could eat humble pie on Friday.
Well, I'm taking one for the team tonight. I know the Lakers could win, and I already said
we'll see.
It's because I love you.
Sure.
I hate the Spurs, though. Let's grab this one caller real quick. Can we do this caller real quick before we get out of here? 30 seconds, caller. What you got?
Hello?
Good
day. Yeah, my boy and my brethren and the sweet lady in the background too. Yeah, I was just calling to correct you. DeAndre Ayton, he has two first names. He is not a Bahamian anyway. And we don't want him to credit us with whatever his citizenship is.
Isn't he behaving?
I appreciate you, caller. Last time I heard, they discovered him in the Jeff Rogers camp, and he was Bahamian or partial Bahamian today.
You ain't call our name, man. We don't know anybody. Gosh, we the coldest. Thank you so much.
And also known as Talking Heads, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads for MJ, for Pearlie, for Mr. Producer, and everybody chimed in. Awesome show as always, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Come back. Them don't love to give them only love to get. Them never forgive and I will not forget. Me El King Selassie, I ask the IS. When them see the prophet, watch the whole of them best.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
How often should you change your oil in your car? Every 3,000 miles or 3 months? Definitely by the time the light come on. Clean water. Let Muffler World change your oil and oil filters to help you keep your ride on the road. Regular oil changes will save your car's engine. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street or Robinson Road to have your car's oil changed in no time flat. Muffler World on Mackey Street is open on Saturdays 8 to noon.